Cowboy might be fighting Conor McGregor, which is going to be another epic battle. I hope that fight really does happen. That's going to be an epic battle. And I think it's a good fight for Conor. If Conor wins that fight, he can fight Khabib again or fight whoever's a world champion. That would be such a big win for McGregor. If McGregor can get that win, it'll put him in title contention for sure, no doubt about it. However, Donald Cerrone is not an easy guy to get past. I thought he looked really big for 155. I thought he looked really, really big next to Hernandez. And I've seen Hernandez. He's a big dude. He's a big 155er. He's a very athletic guy. Very athletic guy. Not an ounce of fat on his body. Shredded. Just pure muscle. And I felt that Cowboy made him look a little bit small. You know, Cowboy's been at welterweight now, so he's gotten a little bit bigger. And I think that size, he carried it well in the ring. I also watched Hernandez versus Cowboy Cerrone, another incredible fight. Such a great fight. I really felt that Hernandez was doing really well in the first half of the round, round one. And then Cowboy started to creep up and kind of land some really nice knees and some nice strikes as well. Round two, Cowboy just seemed to put on a pace that Hernandez couldn't keep up with, and eventually landed a beautiful KO. Head kick. The land that led to a TKO. But that head kick, Hernandez leading into it, had his hand up, blocked it partially, but that kick just went through that one arm, dazed him, and Cowboy just got on top of him and finished it up. Brilliant performance by Cowboy. Cejudo versus Dillashaw. What an incredible fight. I got a chance to watch it. And let me tell you something. I was really impressed by Henry Cejudo, and definitely want to break down this fight. I know the fight didn't last very long. Obviously, all of you now have heard who's won by now. It's all over the internet, so I'm not going to give you guys a spoiler alert. I'm just going to jump right into it. Cejudo gets a stoppage in round one. Now, a lot of people are saying, some people are saying that this was an early stoppage or whatnot. Tough to say, very tough to say, but you know what? I rewatched the tape and I watched it in slow-mo, and you do see Dillashaw buckle three times. He buckled once, then there was a scramble, some more strikes, he buckled again, and then a third time. I thought after rewatching it, I thought it was a good stoppage. I got to be honest. I thought it was a good stoppage. Why? Because I just think he was going to take unnecessary damage. Now, I really think that this fight should happen again. There should be a rematch. Not because it wasn't a clean victory. It definitely was a clean victory. But I would like to see TJ fight Henry Cejudo 135. I didn't like the weight cut. I didn't like the way it looked on TJ. TJ is a brilliant fighter. I've actually worked with him in the past. He's a tremendous athlete. He's a very smart guy. Very cerebral. However, I think that when you dehydrate yourself at that level, you don't know it, but it definitely, you might not be aware of it, but you definitely hurt your performance. So let me give you guys a little rundown on that. One time we were at a coaches summit, and there was a military expert there. He was talking to us about dehydration and studies that they've done in the military. Again, this was in, I believe it was in Las Vegas. Yes, we're in Las Vegas. And the UFC had brought us in for a coaching summit with all sorts of experts. And one of these experts was an expert on hydration and the studies that they've done on soldiers in the U.S. Army. And they came to the conclusion that even their most elite soldiers, you know, they run them through a gauntlet, they make them shoot, go through various obstacles. Even the most elite soldiers, whenever they were dehydrated, their performance suffered. And I remember him saying was 2% dehydration, just 2%, resulted in 6% lack of in power or performance. It was, I believe, it was performance or power. I can't remember exactly which it was. But he said, look, we couldn't dehydrate our soldiers more than a certain amount because it was considered unethical. So we don't know if further dehydration, what it does to the body. We don't know. We don't have a body of data. However, they do have a controlled body of data. They do. And they said that the most elite, experienced, mentally tough character we have in the army, even them, if they're dehydrated, their performance suffers. So you might feel good. You know, of course, fighters are so mentally tough. They're going to tell themselves they feel good. They're going to tell themselves they're pumping themselves up. You know, they're trying to give themselves some confidence. However, it felt to me like, especially after Henry had pushed them, you know, when they first traded, their bodies collided, And Henry just kind of shoved Dillashaw, and Dillashaw fell down to the ground. Listen, Dillashaw's a very athletic, strong, physical guy. I felt it had a lot to do with his dehydration. At least that's what I think, because I'm very shocked and surprised that anybody could push TJ Dillashaw to the ground like that. I mean, it could happen if you're off balance or whatnot, but he's such an athletic, strong, experienced fighter that I did find that very surprising. And I do think it had a lot to do with the dehydration. Now, of course, Cejudo is a brilliant fighter, world champion wrestler. I mean, gold medalist in the Olympics in freestyle wrestling, which is, that's something, you know, to win a gold medal in freestyle wrestling is not easy. It's a very competitive field. And now to win a world championship in the UFC and then to beat Dillashaw, the bantamweight champion, this is some incredible accomplishments for Cejudo. This is going to make him, you know, a legend of the sport, no doubt. However, I do think this fight should happen again at bantamweight. I do believe Cejudo has a very strong chance to win, especially now that he has one win over Dillashaw. I think the rematch at 135 would be brilliant. Very interesting. Yeah, the way he pushed him off shocked me. That's from Venom Musk. Yes, very surprising. Very surprising, because Dillashaw is a very physical guy. He's a very strong guy. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that he was surprised, but also very dehydrated. TJ needs to come to DS Dorms. Well, he has, Young Pep. Yeah, it's from Young Pep. Young Pep says TJ needs to come to DS Dorms. Yes, definitely welcome him back. Fun having TJ in the gym. We've had him twice in the gym already. Fun guy to spar with, very physical guy, like I said, very tough, you know, hard-working guy, very hard-working guy, getting real ready for his fights. But came up short with Cejudo, you know, and I think it had a lot to do with the dehydration. I don't think a human body should cut that far. It's too much. It's not, you know, I don't know if this is true, but I've been told that, like, when you're dehydrated, you're more liable to being concussed, because your brain, when it lacks in volume, it has more chance to move. Once you get hit in the head, it has more more likeliness to shift and move, and that's what causes knockouts or whatnot. I've also read that nobody really knows what causes a knockout. You know, I think this is a very it's not a very well understood phenomenon. Why knockouts occur? Why people get dazed when they get hit? However, I've been dehydrated, and I can tell you, it doesn't feel good. You know, I've been dehydrated many times in my life, and you definitely don't feel strong. You definitely don't feel quick, and in my opinion, it's very bad for fighting.